515-501-6880.
Breaking down the biggest stories in the world of horse racing, this is At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
Yeah, we're back, and we are going to tell you something good. We're going to tell you about the Game of Silks, which you're hearing not so much advertised, but you're hearing it discussed and explained and massaged and merchandised a little bit on the Fox show, and more detail coming out. And I kept asking Chuck and Troy, I kept saying, When are we going to talk about it? And they kept putting me off with a whip and a chair, and now they're ready and delighted. Well, we're always delighted to have Chuck Simon join us, but even more delighted to have Troy Levy, who can explain things. Chuck's just there to Chuck's. I don't know. You're not window dressing, but
I'm a facilitator. A matter of fact. Chuck is going to be the syndicate, the head of the syndicate, and in the metaverse for Tropical Racing. And Chuck does a tremendous amount of writing for both companies. So Chuck's got his hands full now.
Wow, good. It's appropriate and a perfect fit. And you guys have been trying for an extended period. You're constantly trying to engage more people into the game. You did it with Tropical Racing, and you've been obviously Chuck from a training standpoint. Troy, you started out on the harness side. Well, so did Chuck, and it feels like this is a concept that really distills everything that you both have worked at for decades.
I've told this story now hundreds, if not thousands of times, of how Silks came about. And I always bring it back to 35 years ago, sitting at the track kitchen at Yonkers Raceway. That's the initial thought in my journey in the horse racing industry. And sport is, horsemen always sit around trying to figure out how to make the game flourish, how to make the sport bring in new people, how to try to come up with a way to raise purses, get more involved in the ownership of racetracks and the horsemen to work together. And that's, 35 years ago, that was the idea. And a matter of fact, Chuck and Ray Schnichter and Brian Beer and all the guys, Dennis Letourneau, all the guys at Yonkers Raceway that we used to sit around and talk. And, everyone else takes their own journeys. I stayed in the racing business for a while and, left and went to the financial arena and then came back in the thoroughbreds. And a couple of years ago, my son, Gavin, who was in the racing industry also and now works for Silks, used to talk about this new culture of cryptocurrency, of Web 3.0 technology, blockchain, NFTs, which NFTs are digital assets, which could be anything, and it's a one of one. So it's this new culture that loves to invest, loves to go ahead and get engaged in projects and live in this new world that the metaverse piece and this new world that people are living in. And over time, after my son pestering me for months on end, almost five times a day to try to figure out this new culture, one day just walking the farm, I was offered money for a horse, $200,000 for this nice filly of mine. And I just said, how cool would it be if I could take this real live racehorse, turn it into a digital asset, and then take this digital asset and bring it back and attach it to the real live world of horse racing, and take these two cultures and put them together and bring in a whole new group of people into the racing industry. And throughout that simple thought, the journey took another year or two to put together. A good friend of mine introduced me to Dan Nizanov, who's my partner in the Game of Silks and the CEO, who built the first fantasy football league on this new technology called blockchain. And it was just a perfect partnership of a tech person and a racehorse person coming together for the ultimate goal of to bring this new culture into to horse racing.
For those, the whole thing is just amazing. For those that are already somewhat flummoxed by the whole blockchain concept and the NFTs, and certainly the marketplace and you know what essentially was. You know, was a scandal. I think is even only going to make it more challenging to explain people, you know, how this works and the mechanics of it. As best you can, Troy, give everybody the basics of the mechanics and what they need, what they need to know in anticipation of getting involved.
So let's just clarify one thing in regards to what's happening in the crypto business, which is basically Bitcoin money and, you know, funds. That is a completely different scenario than what we're doing. Basically, what the Game of Silks is taking the whole fervor, putting it onto blockchain, which truly means complete transparency. That's what blockchain really is, and I'll explain it to you. But we're turning the racehorses into digital assets, and we're basically taking the racing industry and making them into this fantasy, play-to-earn, dynasty-like fantasy game. And we're blurring the lines between reality and or spectator and ownership of racehorses. So that's in the simplest form, is basically connecting the real life of racing into this new digital format of horse racing. And it's basically nothing other than whatever happens in the real world happens in our world, and bringing two cultures together, owning resources, if that makes any sense to you.
And essentially participants and anybody that understands the fantasy gaming concept and the assembly of a roster, or in this case a stable, it basically works off that premise.
Correct. And we're taking like fantasy sports, the public information in regards to the racehorse itself, and we're putting it into that fantasy-like game. The difference is where the real-life horse is making, let's just say, 100% of the purse, our business model is starting out at a different revenue source. So basically, whatever the real-life horse makes today in the Game of Silks, you'll be making 1%. And our business model is every year that percentage would be moving up to hopefully in the next 5 or 6 years that we would be distributing between 30 and 40% of the real live purse money into the Game of Silks.
Amazing. Amazing.
And what's really amazing is the idea that the racing industry has always thought, and it's from everyone, is that we really needed a younger generation to come into the game. And what I've found and what we've done a lot of research on is by always coming after a younger generation, we missed the generation that is supposed to introduce the younger generation, right? Like when you go to football games, your dad or your grandfather, someone older than you, brought you to the first football game and turned you into to a spectator, to a fan of sports, you know. And it was very difficult for us to go ahead as an industry to just target younger people, because there was never that person leading in to going ahead into the racing industry. And at the same time, when you speak to people about the racing industry, everyone speaks pretty much the same thing. It's the most exciting sport in the world, very expensive. Look who owns horses. Most people lose money. And it's very difficult to overcome that, where someone's going to be like, oh, this is what I want to do. This culture that is deals in this blockchain and NFT market, they're the exact people that love to own horses, what we found out. They love to go ahead and do research. They love to go ahead and participate in something and engage. Not only engage themselves, but they love to get other people engaged in what they're interested in. And, you know, I was at the Saratoga conference for gaming and horse racing last summer at Saratoga. And that was the first time that we presented the Game of Silks to a public forum, because we really wanted to build the company, get the concept down, turn the company into something that was really viable before we brought it into the racing sport of thoroughbred horse racing. And Lisa Lazarus, you know, spoke about there was 28,000 horse owners in the thoroughbred racing industry. And the Game of Silks, through marketing, word of mouth, through the Web3.0 community, this culture, we have 25,000 people in Discord. And Discord is the old American online chat rooms, right, where people just talk to each other and get engaged. The Discord's now the blockchain kind of chat rooms. We have 25,000 people that are active in our chat room. We're almost in the participants of the game as big as horse racing. And what's amazing is most of these people never went to a racetrack, never bet on a race, never even knew that a racetrack was in the area that they lived. Now, we have literally sold 7,000 avatars, which are avatars is an NFT that gives you permission in our game to purchase a horse, a digital asset horse. So that's your gateway, basically, like getting your own silks in the real world, your license in the 1,000. Huh. Now, all of a sudden, they had to wait 7 months to purchase a racehorse, to then go ahead and wait another 7 months for that horse to race, because we did the 2021 full crop. Here is a group of 25,000 people that are waited a year and a half to go ahead and play a game of the real world of thoroughbred horse racing. That's the type of people that we're talking about. Now, I was at the Breeders' Cup this year. We've had people fly all around the United States to come meet me and other people of the Game of Silks. That was their first horse race they ever went to. We have people that are joining handicapping competitions on a weekly, daily basis that have never been on a horse racing race. We have people that already went ahead, and our vision, again, is we believe that what we're building is going to overlap into the real world. We have people in our community that already went, reached out to syndicates, and bought real-life horses. And now is a true thoroughbred horse racing owner, fan, and gambler.
That's tremendous.
That's amazing. The community we're building.
Out of curiosity, Troy, how did that group of 25,000 Discord users and 7,000 active participants, how did they even become aware and that because I was aware because Chuck had told me 2-3 years ago what was happening and that it was percolating and incubating. But I mean to engage those people, and I'm also curious: do we know the demographics of those participants?
Yeah. So we did a very small marketing campaign in the Web3.0 community online, and from that, it was truly word of mouth that came into the world of Game of Silks, and that's how it truly came about. Of course, Tropical and Tropical's investors through the journey of Tropical, we introduced the game to them. And really, we've been just organically growing through the word of mouth. And then, of course, now, with Naira Betts, who's owned by Naira, and Fox Sports, with their participation in regards to truly buying a piece of the Game of Silks, now with that marketing is, helping out and building more of a racing community into the game. Because again, if you think about it, the racehorse community has a major edge inside this digital world, because they're right now, they know more about the racing industry, the families, genetics, pedigrees, what two-year-olds are doing. And again, we're mimicking the exact racing industry. So you could buy yearlings, sell yearlings, pinhook yearlings, find horses that are undervalued through, two-year-olds training that you hear about. Like the exact horses that are out there that people are buying and selling and racing in the real world, they're the exact horses in ours. And demographically, it's truly amazing. We have literally 18-year-olds to 70-year-olds in our community. And they're all deemed to be very similar in regards to, again, a very, I don't want to say aggressive, but risk takers. They truly do a tremendous amount of research. Again, and it's the most amazing thing, but in our Discord, people will start talking about pedigrees like they've been in the racing industry forever, and literally they've been in there for 9 months. So they are truly engaged. A matter of fact, what's really amazing is people that are purchasing the digital asset of horses are reaching out to the owners or the breeders of that horses and building relationships with people, getting them engaged, having them feel good. A matter of fact, one of the most amazing things happened the other day, and at the Day of the Races, the Naira and Fox show the other day with Anthony Stabile, one of the Silks game players purchased a horse that turned out that Anthony bought at a sale. This guy was from Sweden, called Anthony up. They built a relationship. They brought him on air this last past weekend, and they gave him the ability to name the real live racehorse. And they did it on air, and they named this Vino Rosso colt Big Slick. And because Slick is this guy's Discord handle, and Anthony Stabile's goes by Big A, and so they combined it and they named the horse Big Slick.
That's a good name. That's a good name.
Of this is to take people that have never been in the racing industry, get them engaged, teach them, educate them, and not only participate now in this digital world, which again is going to be amazing. You can visit every single racetrack digitally, through this avatar, 3D character, visit the track, literally go up into the owner's box, watch the digital race or the real life race at the same time. It's going to be this immersive world. But again, it's the idea of these two racing sports, you know, one digital and one real coming together and literally building something that is going to help both of us out in a major way. If we can go ahead and take and engage these people, you know, the participants in the game, and bring them to the racetrack and make them feel like they own something and they're, you know, part of something, it's just a natural way or progression of them going to the racetrack more. You know, the racing industry, you know, the biggest thing everyone ever says is, you know, if you buy one horse, you're going to buy two. And if you buy two, you're going to buy three. And sooner or later, you're going to have so many, you forgot why, how you spent all this money. And that's what's going to happen in both worlds.
Talking to Troy Levy and Chuck Simon, Game of Silks, which you're seeing discussed, and you know, the on-air talent at the Fox show and at NYRA, you know, they've been drafting horses. You've been seeing that now for several months, and it really was a question of kismet timing, because this was something that NYRA wanted to get involved in a digital enterprise, and you know, had I know had considered some things, and so, you know, the way in which this all came together was really opportune. And of course, you know, having a product like America's Day at the Races and you know, the Saratoga Summer Show, you know, the ability to communicate on a regular basis will go a long way to making this successful, I would imagine. Troy, in terms of mechanics and dollars and cents, you know, what is the you know, an individual that wants to get involved, what is it going to cost them? You know, because you can buy the avatar, what your actual silks would be, and then, you know, the mechanics of buying a yearling or a 2-year-old in training or breeding your own. Explain how much money is involved from a personal expense standpoint.
So right now, we do have what's called the starter kit, which is an avatar and a horse, and that is $1,000. You could go to the open market and buy, and again, what we do in Silks to level out the playing field as much as possible is everything is blind, unrevealed. So when you purchase a horse, you do not know what horse you have. And then randomly it comes, and it's one of the most amazing processes that you click button, and this horse van is driving towards you, and it arrives, it opens up, your horse comes to you, and excuse me, and then all of a sudden it tells you the breeding of the horse, and if the horse has ever gone into the sale, and what was the last sale, right? So you kind of get a feeling right away, but that anticipation of that feeling, just like we do when we buy yearlings at a horse sale, you know, when you get that feeling of after you purchase it and it comes off the ring and the hammer goes down and you're like, I got it, you know, that's when the dream starts, because every horse that I've ever purchased or bred, I've won the Kentucky Derby until he proves me wrong. And amazingly, through these 3D digital videos and a marketing, you know, basically what we're doing, we've reenacted all those feelings and emotions through these characters. So roughly, it's about $1,000 to participate, to get started. You could do it, you know, again, you could buy it in the secondary market, which is sometimes cheaper. We do now hold auctions every single week. So what we do now is reveal 10 horses every single week, and then we put them up on an auction block, and then people could bid on them. Sometimes they go for $400 or $500. Sometimes we just had a horse the other day sold for, I think, $4,000. So there is ways to go ahead and do that. The amazing thing is everything is liquid in this platform, meaning that you could buy and sell avatars, horses, lands on a daily basis. And knock on wood, the marketplace is very, very active. We've already have people that put together, you know, basically pinhooking groups, syndicating groups. You'll be able to purchase a horse and sell pieces of your horse online without, you know, truly communicating. You know, it's all digitally on the phone, over the computer, pushing a button. It's the most amazing reenactment of the real world with modern technology.
This is unbelievable. Troy Levy with us and Chuck Simon, Game of Silks. And let's, as people are gaining and garnering the information, you can start at silks.io, which is the Game of Silks main website. And I mean, there's too much to explain, obviously, in one sitting, but we wanted to introduce this. I've been anxious to hear the specifics. There is extensive explanation and mechanics to learn, and the details. There's a help desk, a support desk to help you. I mean, in terms of getting started, Troy, what do you recommend for, you know, for the people? Because there's going to be people that are going to know instantly what the concept, what a lot of this means. But then there's going to be others that may know what it means, but don't have any familiarity at all with, you know, with that digital world. So they're going to need to have their hand held. You know, there's probably a whole series of strata of people that are going to be intrigued and interested, but, you know, are going to need ease of entrance.
So we've the technology is getting better and faster, and we're rolling out newer technology. Right now, you do not need to know the whole Web 3.0 on ramping process, meaning buying crypto, having, you know, going through that process. We did make it as easily as possible that you can literally click a button, pay by credit card, and then there is a tutorial through that from the purchase, you do need to open up a MetaMask account, which is very, very simple. And then literally with a click of a button, your assets, the digital assets, the horse, the avatar, will pop up in this new wallet, which again is part of the blockchain, so it's completely transparent, and that every transaction that ever happens is always put onto the blockchain, and that's basically why this new culture loves it, is because again it's just completely after the first time of the little clunkiness of getting used to it, it's very, very simple. And then from that point, you literally sign on into our website and attach your wallet to the platform itself, and everything is there in one spot. So it is really no different than signing up, let's say, and playing a fantasy sports league of other games like Sorare or Game Makers from DealMaker or even Yahoo. It just takes a little time, but after the first time, it's pretty easy. And one of the things I just wanted to say, our belief of Silks is that, you know, back in 2000, and I believe it was, you know, 2001, you know, PokerStars basically reinvented, let's say, poker by taking people playing poker games in their, you know, basement, on the back of restaurants, you know, very, very, you know, private games, and put it online and turned an old game into now 100 million people basically play online poker. In 2010, FanDuel, you know, went to the NFL and wanted to partner up with them in regards to fantasy football. They turned them down. And now, you know, fantasy sports, especially football, have between 60 and 70 million people playing it, and brought not only a new demographic and generations into fantasy sports, and turned people from not only liking a team, but liking all the players, which is what made fantasy sports so important to that individual sport. That's what we believe the Game of Silks is going to do, is literally take a whole culture, a whole demographic into the racing industry, and is making now the individual horses the superstars, and is going to take a six claimer and have 1,000 people, or 10 claimer or cheap claimer, have 1,000 people rooting for that horse.
Yep.
In real life.
Yep.
It's because of the amount of people that will be touching it in the Game of Silks, and turning small trainers into superstars. It's literally going to take and elevate everything that we have done in the horse racing and start it from the ground floor up, and turning everything into a superstar, which has never been done in horse racing before.
There's some very interesting and easily understood benefits from that standpoint. And if you go to when you visit the website again, silks.io, if you go to the section that is entitled Racehorses, even before you do the learn or anything else, if you go to the section that says Explore and Avatars Racehorses Starter Pack, if you click on Racehorses and you scroll through that, you're going to get a immediate understanding, not just of how this works, but what the potential benefit is. And not just potential, but already tangible benefit is to the sport, because this is a low cost entree point, basically, for people, because they're going to learn the ups and the downs, because you talk about how it's a real horse. You can win before your horse ever races by pinhooking or syndicating or teaming up with other stables. Other people, and having a group, syndicating your horse, putting your own partnership together, but then also how you lose. And it might be a horse that never makes the races, might make the races but not be good enough to win, might get hurt, might have to be retired early and never return anything. So it can give perspective, IRL, in real life owners and potential owners, the experience without as great a degree of risk. I mean, there's the risk that you're taking, let's say, buying $1,000 starter pack and getting started. But that's the same, for all of us that play fantasy football, fantasy baseball, what we play and what we spend to play every year. So I would recommend that people scan through that, because you're going to get a very quick snapshot. I do have to ask a question that I know there's owners listening to this. Speaking of IRL,
yes.
Troy, what is the licensing aspect in terms of the people who actually own the real horses? And because I know there's people sitting out there saying, I'm spending $138 a day rate. What's in this for me?
Right. What we're really talking about is the IP of the horse's name, not necessarily the horse, right? Because what we're doing is taking all the free data that's out over the internet or whatever, places that we can pull data from, just like fantasy sports. And that's all we're doing, is making it into a play to earn fantasy like game using free data. And there's a ton of specific laws, regulations that protect companies, you know, like us and DraftKings and FanDuel, Serrer, and all those places that have the ability to do that. You know, and that's the world that we're in. What I'm hoping for and what we're hoping for is the individuals that do own the real life horses, that they look at this at a much bigger scenario and say, wow, this company could really drive a tremendous amount of new people engaged in horse racing. And, you know, maybe one of the things that NIRA is doing is allowing the digital horse owners at specific times to be engaged and have events at the real live racetracks to bring them there. That's what we're supposed to do. In the racing industry, we're supposed to attract as many people as possible to the game that we love, period. And that's what I believe, again, that Silks is going to do. And I think it's going to do it in a way that people are going to be blown away at. And hopefully that the individual racehorse owners that might think like the statement that you said, realize that this is good. This is good for the game. This is good for them because it's that trickle effect. You know, more people in the game, more people are more than likely going to buy horses. That means inventory is going to go down. That means valuations of horses go up. More people that attend the racetracks, more than likely people are going to start betting more. The more betting goes, the more money that goes into the purse account. We're going to race for more money. Valuations of horses go up. Everything that we could do is going to help the game. There's nothing that we're doing that could take away sure. from this sport.
A couple of things, and there's some questions already coming in. I've got email, and I've got text. How are our earnings reported? How are they taxed? And is payment in Bitcoin and in crypto? How do those mechanics work for people, you know, that are going to want to see the money flow back in their direction?
So in the blockchain, we're basing the currency in Ethereum, which is a coin that is basically the most secure tradable asset. In the MetaMask wallet, all the purse distributions of the game is going to be deposited in Ethereum in each individual's account, and then they can convert it instantaneously to cash and, you know, and move it to wherever they would like to.
Interesting. And those that want to learn about Ethereum, you can, it's ETHEREUM, and you can get the details on ethereum.org about that part. I'm doing this as we speak.
And also on the website in our white paper, it is explained pretty high detail exactly how that all works.
I guess if all the other mechanics are involved from a digital standpoint, is there going to be digital betting on races?
At this moment, no. There's, you know, strict regulations in regards to horse racing and ADWs. So when, let's just say the laws do change and it's available for, you know, gambling on racehorses, if it is possible, I'm sure one day we will have it. But for right now, we're not a gambling company or website, so we don't even want to attach ourselves with that.
Right.
But, you know, I do believe
at some point,
down the road, I think like anything else right now with the way gaming is happening and all the rules and regulations in each state are changing, I'm sure it's going to change for horse racing. And I believe at that time, you know, we'll go ahead and make that happen. But for right now, we're doing nothing in regards to the gambling side of horse racing.
How soon will a racing season commence?
So right now we just launched a soft launch of our platform. That was the other day. We will launch an updated version, I would say probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And by the first two-year-old race, we will be completely up and ready to go with our platform, you know, having a true internal marketplace that you can be buying and selling your horses, your avatars, and, of course, knowing when your horse is racing and the results and where to watch the race and all that good stuff. And then I would say probably the metaverse part, we're still probably about 3 months from there, which will have, like I said, a true 3D interactive metaverse piece that you could, when you own horses, you get your own stable. You can walk through your stable, visit your horses, transport your horses, hang out with friends, you know, and it's just the most amazing place, you know, and that's probably 3 to 6 months also from this point forward. But by the first race of our two-year-old season, we will be 100% up and running for the whole platform. So like I said, everything will be completely instantaneously when the horse races, you know, the purse distribution and all that good stuff.
Unbelievable. We'll follow up. Is there going to be a digital Dave Grenig and a digital Andy Serling and digital turf riders?
You know what? There is a very, very good possibility. We're trying to make this as realistic as possible. And amazingly, we have, Steve, this is crazy, we have, I think, almost 35 full-time product development team.
Wow.
Where they're coming out with just the most amazing trailers and videos and, you know, how they're building the metaverse and the pieces. There's things that are going to be coming out that will blow you away in such detail of how much thought came into the racing industry and all those little things, all the little backstories, all the little animals, let's just say, that are floating around racetracks and barns, people. So you never know. I believe we're going to blow people away of how attached in real life we're going to be.
Troy Levy and Chuck Simon with us. Going to pull up. I got to get Seth in here, but a final detail. How does everybody follow in terms of social media? We've already given silks.io, but what about Twitter and so forth?
Discord is where a lot of our updates are coming. We Twitter, so we're going to be very more active on social media other than Discord. But if you do go to the website and click on Discord, it literally takes 10 seconds to set up a Discord account. And through the website, of course, you can get right into our Discord channel, and it will blow you away of the talk and the handicapping of racehorses, the pedigrees, the movements, the friendships. It's a really cool place. So I would say start at Discord.
Well, and when you go to the silks.io website, you'll see the three logos, the Discord, for anybody that's a game player, you'll recognize the game console logo in the center, Twitter to the right, and then the other thing happens to be OpenSea, which is the avatar interface. But the one in the middle is the Discord. Right now, there's 1,100 people online that are part of Silks, and there's 25,000 members. Unbelievable. And you just accept an invite, and you're on your way. Troy, Chuck, thanks so much. This was really enlightening.
Steve, let me just end with one thing, and then of course, thank you so much for this time. I want to tell you how fast Silks and the digital assets are growing. Silks sold their first digital asset 2 days before the Kentucky Derby of 22. So April 29th was the first time that we sold a digital asset, which was the avatar, which was, again, your silks to go ahead and participate in the game. So in that website, OpenSea, when you go to, you can do rankings, and so they need stats. And if you go ahead and put sports, and you go ahead and put sports on the Ethereum blockchain, in the last 30 days, we are the number 3, 4, and 5th place of the amount of volume and activity in all of any NFT project in sports. And we're number 10 of all times.
Wow.
That means for companies that have been around for 4 years, we have grown to number top 10. And the ones that are on top, the company that is Sorare, which is the largest fantasy company in regards to fantasy sports. They're valued at $4.2 billion just the other day.
Amazing.
You're talking about Nike. You're talking about McLaren. You're talking about the NBA. Those are the companies that are right on top of us. And we've grown from literally zero to the top 10 in less than a year.
It's amazing.
That's how we always spoke about horse racing, that there's millions of people that want to get in the game. We just haven't figured out how to bring the masses in. And I'm just hoping that we all, you know, grasp and take Silks for seriousness and realize that we could be the marketing arm for the racing industry in a major way.
There's no risks. There's no downside to going down this path. And in fact, if anything, it shows the industry wants to be, you know, have its finger on the pulse and be on the leading edge of something for a change. So it's very encouraging, Troy.
Awesome. Thank you so much again. And anytime, I would love to give updates and
absolutely.
Let us know.
Without fail. And, you know, Chuck can provide the updates as well. We've heard from the real Dave Grenning, who is absolutely ready to become the digital Dave. The opportunity is there. I love it. Guys, thanks so much. Chuck Simon and Troy Levy, Game of Silks. You are seeing it on the Fox show, and the Naira team involved, and you're going to be involved. We've only got I have to keep asking those questions just because I if I'm thinking of those questions, then it means you're thinking of them. So the motivation. Let me get Seth in here for a couple of minutes. We got about 3.5 minutes, and I know Seth has been listening along, and actually Seth was interested in this because we discussed it off air, the Game of Silks and how it was going to work. Seth, did you feel like you had learned more from that?
Digital loose on the lead.
Well,
and my avatar can have hair.
It's a good point. That's a fair point. That's true.
Yes. Yes.
Well, and wait a minute. And think about the ties and the jackets. You could actually look, you could look fashionable.
That's right. I could easily upgrade digitally. Oh, I'm loving it. Yeah. Digital loose on the lead. I'm in.
Unbelievable. No, I thanks a lot to Troy and Chuck. They've been working on this quietly for years. It's really fascinating too, and the fact that I didn't realize that they had created already this very considerable participant base already. That's amazing. 7,000 that have already bought in, to a horse and to a stable essentially, and then another a total of 25,000 people that are involved in the whole universe. Amazing. We got about 3 minutes, Seth, for some plays, and I had actually thought Gulfstream. I thought there was a couple of things that were interesting. Did you look at Gulf or Tampa?
I got some ideas of both of them. I'll start the third at Tampa, a maiden special. We'll see if the morning line holds up because there was a scratch in there, so it scratches down to a smaller field. But Handsome Man, first-time starter. Kozan, a sire, I like quite a bit with first-time starters. Last year, 52 of them, 10 wins, 9 seconds, 2/3. And the Dan produced a sibling people maybe remember to call Well-Defined. One on debut, became a stakes winner.
Kathleen O'Connor.
Yeah, so Handsome Man at 5-1, number 3 in race number 3. Let me turn the page. I had something also in race number 6, if I can get there. Sixth race, I like the Gerald Bennett horse. Again, if the morning line holds up, it's Gerald Bennett and Sammy Camacho. Horse is probably a little too slow if you look at the numbers of the last few, but I like that Camacho is getting on board. So it's a pretty potent team, obviously, down there, Bennett and Camacho. So with him hopping on board, we'll hope that 5-1 morning line holds up. And I'll go with in race number 6, number 5, That's All She Wrote. And then in the 8th at Gulfstream, they're on the grass for conditional claimers. I'm going to box up my top three in here. I have it 6, 5, and 7. And I thought Grandma's Pudding, class-wise, I think it's going to class up nicely with these, gets back, gets onto the turf. And I think that's going to be a little bit interesting. Ball Gown in the mix as well and Built Different. And so we have 4-1, 9-2, and 7-2. And again, if those hold up, could be a decent little exacto box up, 6, 5, and 7 in race number 8 at Gulfstream.
I have not had a chance to look at the scratches at Gulfstream, but in the Gulfstream 5th, one of those optional claimer starter allowances, I thought there were 2 5-to-1 shots. George Duarte, Angela's Party Girl, the 7, and the 9, Lady Hamilton from Safi Joseph off the maiden 35 win. They're both 5-to-1, 7-9. I thought they both were okay. And if our friend Jerry Brooks got in with Another Day Gone By, the 11, drawing in, I thought was
he didn't
okay.
get in.
Didn't get in.
The AE scratch, but the body of the field's full.
Outstanding. There we go. So a couple of plays, the 7 and 9 together in the 5th. Seth, I appreciate it. Sorry for the short notice, but segment, but I thought that was too productive with Troy and Chuck.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people are curious because they've been certainly promoting on the Fox show. So I'm sure that helped a lot of people and hopefully get them juiced up to check it out. So no problem. So, good luck, everybody, today.
There we go. Seth Merrow, everybody. He'll be on the television today. Nothing new. Seth Merrow, folks. Thanks to Seth and Troy Levy and Chuck Simon for Game of Silks conversation. Sid with a terrific hour. And the busy first hour this morning, Dick Powell, HKJC, Alan Foreman to explain more HISA hijinks, and Pat McKenna with the good news that Albany is getting behind the loan to the association to reimagine beautiful Belmont Park. Good luck today, everybody. Back tomorrow, Thursday. Got another busy 3 hours here on SiriusXM at the races. Good luck today.
With Steve Beck on Sirius XM Radio. Here in Pennsylvania.